Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ron Paul coming up in about 30 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live the day before Thanksgiving, 21st day of November, 2007. Professor Tex Mars, Pastor Tex Mars, best-selling author Tex Mars, former Air Force officer, space and aeronautics professor, University of Texas, is our guest. We're getting into the communists, the fascists, the socialists, the Fabian socialists, official UN documents. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. You couldn't make this stuff up, where they say in the biological diversity assessment, they repeated it year after year, 75, 76, 85, 97, that, oh, the old cultures had it right. We've got to reduce the human numbers. They had wars and famine and human sacrifice. And it says, we want to bring that back. We want to bring that back. And then you'd understand why they'd put mercury in your vaccines and cancer viruses and why they'd sterilize people and all the official government documents where they've engaged in these bioweapon attacks and why they could take 4,000 CPS-grabbed children in the U.S. and radiate them to death or pay Israel to radiate 110,000 children with the ringworm children. Why they could do this, why they could march our troops into chambers and nerve gas them and tell their families they died of the flu and dissect their bodies. That was also about creating cadres. You have to understand, when they create 30-plus black sites in Iraq and over 100 through Eastern Europe, and they admittedly take people in there and torture them and call it laboratories to learn more, it's also about creating cadres of doctors and CIA doctors and scientists, and that's who's doing this. These are doctors. Cadres that will do it, and it's about their own personal enjoyment. These are real things, like the movie Hostel, really going on. I remember it was in the Times of London in 1999 that in Burgundy, a skinny woman weighing 85 pounds was running naked down the street. The police wouldn't help her. State police got to her. They went to a wealthy castle owned by some of the richest people in France, and they found all these dead women and some still alive in cages. And it was in the news, but then shut down. Tex, I've seen hundreds of such reports. I mean, this is going on.
Oh, absolutely. There's the Order of the Solar Star cult that was in France and Brussels, Belgium, and Canada. And a number of those people, a couple hundred, in fact, committed suicide, like the Jim Jones thing. But before that, They put their children, their own children, through incredible tortures and so forth. I know about what you mentioned in France, in Brussels, Belgium. The little McCann girl, a lot of cover-up is going on there because in Portugal and other European countries, there's incredible rings of torture and snuff.
Take Kinsey. He killed his own son, kept him in a box for years, and killed him, and he's a hero.
There was recently a movie, really lionizing Kinsey. The University of Indiana, of course, still has the big Kinsey Institute. But here's a man who basically encouraged child abuse on a horrible scale. I am convinced right now there's more and more evidence coming, and I know that you have exposed a lot of this. There is a closed-circuit television network of torture and snuff films. And I believe they're using underground centers, dark castles. I have found under Zedekiah's cave in Jerusalem, there is a Masonic lodge that meets secretly in a room there. They're under the White House in the basement, underground the Denver International Airport, the Ozarks area. Eureka Springs is a huge occult capital. And all of these places, they have closed-circuit TV. Now, I want to tell people something, and this should not surprise them. The Waco massacre, you and I know this, Alex, was telecast. It was going out on closed-circuit television. They had microphones inside. I'm sure the screaming of the kids, the burning of the
flesh. Oh, it's admitted that they recorded it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've admitted the news that they had video cameras and microphones, but they won't release it.
Now, the dancing Israelis, taking the broadcast on the building in New Jersey and of what happened at 9/11. Where is that film, and who were they broadcasting that to at the time?
Well, remember, Bush said he saw it on television. He said he saw the first plane hit. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. By the way, the White House admits they reviewed the Abu Ghraib stuff.
It is a big idea, a new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's the drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I did a taped interview with Tex, and it's posted on Fridays at PowerProphecy.com, TexMars.com, ConspiracyWorld.com. We have links up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to it. And it'll also be airing, what, Saturday and Sunday? When does your program air on WWCR, Tex?
Well, it's 8 or 9 o'clock. I don't know, of course, depending on what time they're at on WWCR. But it's also on PowerPolicy.com, you know, on audio streaming. It'll be on 24/7 over the whole next week.
And
beginning Friday.
Beginning Friday. Now, for those that haven't gotten your incredible free newsletter or haven't gotten your book like Codex Magica, how do they call and order Codex Magica? They can obviously get it online at conspiracyworld.com or textmars.com or powerprophecy.com. But what about the phone numbers?
Sure. Just call us 1-800-234-9673. Now, I want to mention our next 1 December, we're going to have on our internet site, powerprophecy.com, we'll be sending out a newsletter to our tens of thousands of folks, and we are featuring your video End Game, and my feature article will be on that, because I've just been moved to do that. This is such, we have to understand the depth of horror. It's, you know, we all love America. We're patriotic. We don't want to see our country go down to spoil. But if you look at more than that, if this is not just power and control, this is not even freedom, this is literally life and death. And that's what your video, your new DVD, is all about, Endgame. And that's why I'm going to be pushing it very heavily on our website. Even beyond, I'm going to push your video above my own books, Codex Magica and the others, because
wow,
it's so important that people understand this concept. which, believe me, I have researched all the way back, you know, thousands of years, and it's the same thing. And, you know, it makes sense. I'm a Christian. I believe there were devils 6,000 years ago. There are devils today. In fact, the same devils exist. The same ones who led Lenin and Marx now can be in the heart of a bush. You see, so we have this horrible conspiracy of evil. Now, some people out there, Alex, may say, well, I don't really go with a religious bent. You know, I understand the political. And I'm not trying to convince anybody of my religion. If I could, I would, of course. But it's interesting that the Bible, in Proverbs 8, verse 36, here's what God said. And, you know, Alex, there are a lot of people who are sinners, and I'm not trying to save people's souls today, but there's very few people who actually hate God. And here's what God said about them in Proverbs 8:36. He said, all they that hate me love death. They love death. Now, I believe, and this is one of the few times I've mentioned this on the air, not only is there an order of Skull and Bones in New Haven, Connecticut, and not only did the 15 initiates, and George W. Bush was one of them, and so was his father years before, and so was John Kerry and many others, not only did they lay in a coffin in a windowless building called the Tomb, which is basically a mausoleum adjacent to the cemetery, but I want to reveal something that probably never people have ever heard. If you get the very first street layout, the city layout, back in the late 1700s, of New Haven, Connecticut, the entire city was laid out as a skull and bone.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, my film's called The Order of Death. That's the name they give it. It's publicly known as the Tomb, Skull and Bones, but they call it the Order of Death. And then what was Hitler's Waffen-SS? They were called Order of the Death's Head.
You know, they were. Himmler actually called the Death Head, and I know in one of my books I have a picture of one of the German officers, and he had an actual human skull in his busby, you know, the furish cap that they used to wear. Here is something interesting.
That's right. The field marshals would wear skulls on their hats. We even have images of that in martial law. And that was back in World War One. But I mean, that's the whole issue here, is that they just love death. And I guess that's the ultimate expression of the control freak, the ultimate expression of a hyper predator. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. The psychopaths are in criminology are always into weird rituals and weird numbers and how they do it. Go ahead, Tex.
Well, you know, the human brain, unfortunately, I was an Air Force officer, and even, you know, at the time, of course, we didn't think we were in the profession of causing death, but that's what we were. I remember there was a huge water tower at the air base where I was stationed, the Strategic Air Command base, and they had the motto of SAC, and it sounded good. It said, peace is our profession. And as I was driving to work one day, you know, with a fellow officer next to me, he laughed real big. He said, have you ever thought of that peace is our profession motto, Tex? He said, peace is our profession, but death is our business. Death is our business. When I was at the University of Texas, an Air Force officer I worked with was a missile control officer, okay? The missile launch officer, actually. We had a Marine there. The guy actually, he was a real Marine. This guy had a new Camaro and he camouflaged. He actually had it painted camouflage color, you know. And he broke the Guinness Book of World Records for pull-ups there at the University of Texas Gymnasium. While the Marine Corps band, you know, played their numbers, and it took him all day to break this record of over 1,000 or whatever it was pull-ups. But he would joke to us. He had a plaque on his wall that basically said, "Kill them all and sort out the good guys later." That was the motto of the Marines, and it was a big plaque over his wall. This was the Marine Corps ROTC instructor at the University of Texas. Now, he was telling my friend there, you know, you Air Force guys are a bunch of wussies. You know, we Marines we're the real killers. But that they were actually carrying on this conversation, you know, over lunch one day there at the Student Union Hall, me and my missile launch officer friend and this Marine officer. And he was bragging about, you know, hey, I can kill a man with my bare hands. I've been taught to do this. My missile launch friend, his name was Mark, looked at him and laughed and said, you know what? With one key, with a turn of one key, I kill 2 million people. With the turn of one key, I can kill 2 million people at once.
And, I mean, obviously, these are nice guys, nice family men. They mean well. They go bass fishing, hunting, whatever.
Exactly.
But it shows how it's that spirit and how that argument of who has the most power has kind of just creeped into everything.
Oh, yeah. When I went to Squadron Officer School, which is sort of an elite school for Air Force captains, you know, they would get up and brag about it. They would show Vietnam bombing runs and say, boy, I bet there was a lot of crispy critters in that one. And at the time, you see, we were so indoctrinated. This is good. Crispy critters. Wonderful. Now, I want to, this is the reason why after 20 years in the Air Force, you know, was it Major General Smedley Butler that wrote that book, War is a Racket?
The Major General, Marine Corps, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid to say that as much as I love America, if we followed what Congressman Ron Paul recommends, which is to bring all of our troops home from 150 countries around the world, quit poking our fingers in people's eyes, and protect our own borders, we would be a lot safer, believe me. And if we could actually have a much more slim and better military if we simply defended ourselves. And, you know, one of the early presidents warned in a speech that we should not go seeking after monsters overseas. I mean, we have enough monsters in our own country rather than going over there fomenting trouble,
Tex,
and causing it.
We've only got a few minutes left. Getting down to the basis, the reason I had you today, and I appreciate you joining us, is, you know, the words you were saying yesterday, and you said them here today, but I want you to elaborate on that in the time we have left, that in all your research, you came to the same conclusions that I found, that you weren't looking for this. I didn't set out to go, oh, I want to prove they want to kill everybody. It's that you, when you finally get to the last level, you always run smack dab into this, and it's just so bizarre, but then you actually do read the Bible, and it says, no, this is what they're into. This is what they do. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. And I just think the general public has to wrap their mind around this, because you're right. You know, we're all sinners and all do bad things. But we all, I mean, try to love God. I try to be a good person. I can't imagine hating God and wanting to kill children and wanting to, I mean, but that's...
Well, Alex, you cannot understand, the British consul to Turkey reported on the Armenian genocide, which was really done by Freemasons. Okay, Freemasons from Salonika, Greece, the Masonic Lodge, captured, they call them the Young Turks, and then they set out to massacre the Armenian Christians. So this was a Masonic, horrible, satanic attack on Christians. It's the same people giving us the New World Order. The British consul sent back a report to his government. He said the massacre was so horrible, he said on one huge stretch of road, he said they had cut off so many hands of people, if you put the severed hands and just put them side by side, you could build an entire highway across this country. Now, how can the human mind fathom the horror of the Masons, these horrible secret society monsters who did this crime? Now, I was reading a book, Alex, and I know we've only got a few moments, From Sphinx to Christ, an occult history written by an occultist, Eduard Schur. He says there has always existed a minority, misunderstood, but powerful, whose ceaseless effort and aim has been to reconcile the Christian current with the Luciferian current. He said they want to unite Christ with Lucifer. This is part of this end game. Lucifer is the father of death, the Bible says. So what we have is this death current. This is why a Baptist evangelist in his newsletter recently said he likes it when he sees Palestinians killed. He said he saw a 14-year-old Palestinian boy shot by Israeli troops. He said that made me happy. And he said it made me want to say to all the Palestinian youth, hey, just lay down and take a bullet in the head. It'd be good. See, this is horrible.
I tell you what, Tex, stay there. Tex, stay there, because I want to come back and finish this. Yeah, that's Pastor Hagee, who says Jesus is not the Messiah. And people are defending him, saying, yes, he's not the Messiah, and killing Palestinian children's good. I mean, this is the mass warping, evil coming out of the closet. Pat Robertson endorsing Giuliani, the pro-abortion guy. This is hell released.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks, assured that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
I'm begging you to check out the information that Tex Mars has been covering. I'm begging you to get Codex Magica, to get his free newsletter. He's one of the greatest minds out there, if not, I can't say who the... Anybody that knows more than Tex, really, if I really grasp it and think about it. So many times I learn so much and I talk about it on air with him or on his show, and he suddenly knows the answer to it or the information I just learned and more. And I'm telling you right now, they're killing us. They're soft kill weaponing us right now. They plan to do it in a mass scale once they get their world government set up. And this is the truth. It's the horrible truth. You know, some people, we're going to go back to Tex right now, accuse me of exaggerating or trying to be shocking. No, I can't articulate how shocking all this is, Tex.
It is shocking. You know, in my book, Mystery Mark of the New Age, I quote Christopher Hyatt, that's H-Y-A-T-T. He is the current head of the Order of the Golden Dawn. This is the same group that Aleister Crowley headed. Remember, Aleister Crowley was not only a 33rd degree Mason, but he called himself the Great Beast, 666. He was also a member of British intelligence and paid by British intelligence. Hyatt says this, he said, and I quote him in my book now, he said, it's going to take a heck of a lot more blood to bring in the new order. A heck of a lot more blood. So they need blood. They want more blood. They don't want world peace. That would be ridiculous because the energy force, the cosmic force, even the book of Daniel in the Bible says in the last days they will worship the God of forces. Anton LaVey, Michael Aquino of the Church of Satan, they don't even believe in a personal Satan. They believe in a cosmic force principle. And this is where the death principle comes in, and it is a horrible thing.
By the way, you just talked about how they need more blood. It's in my book. I forget. There's two quotes in there. I think one of them is Arthur Schlesinger Jr. And then there's another quote before the Senate committee, and one of them is saying, "Hey, the New World Order is going to be paid for in blood." And so, you know, when you say that quote, I remember all these other quotes. You can read some 3,000-year-old text or something written a month ago, some new text, and it's always the same.
It is the same, and it is the end game. Because remember, the biblical principle will always rule and triumph over everything. All they that hate me, says God, love death. Now back to Hagee. Imagine a minister of the gospel, a pastor of a church of 10,000, Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, amplified by being on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, run by the homosexual Paul Crouch over in California. And here is Hagee, who says, we need to use nuclear bombs to destroy Iran. Is this what Jesus would do? Well, of course not.
How is he getting away in closing text? How is he getting away with saying Jesus didn't come as the Messiah?
Because there has been an indoctrination for 100 years of the evangelical community. This is Pentecostals, Baptists, and others. Only a few have been able to escape this ideology, which teaches wrongly that the Jews are a superior race. They're destined to be kings on earth, rulers of all, and we must bless them by killing all of their enemies and destroying all who oppose them.
Tex, we're going to have you back for a part two on this. Fire out the toll-free number for the newsletter.
All right, folks, you can get it 1-800-234-9673 or go to powerofprophecy.com. If you call us, just ask for a free copy. Say, well, I heard it on the Alex Jones Show, and get a free copy of our newsletter, Power of Prophecy. Hey, Alex, it's been great to be with you.
Tex, give that number out again.
All right, it's toll-free. 1-800-234-9673. And when somebody answers, a friendly receptionist, just say, hey, I'd like that free newsletter. Of course, be looking now on our webpage this weekend for the program that Alex, you and I did, because you did a lot better at explaining these things than I did.
Oh, no, you did a great job. Tex, thank you so much. We'll talk soon. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, God bless you, Alex.
Take care, my friend. All right, we're scheduled to have Congressman Ron Paul up next, and up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, Zogby analyst says Ron Paul's strongest contender to beat Hillary. We interviewed their head statistician and the head of communications yesterday, Fritz Wenzel at Zogby, and Ron Paul won in every demographic, and he said clearly that in all the major polls that they've conducted and others have conducted, that Ron Paul, in double-digit leads, is the only guy who can beat Hillary Clinton. He is the strongest candidate. So I'm telling all conservatives, all libertarians, you do not need to support any other Republicans, Huckabee, any of them, Giuliani, Mr. Open Borders, any of them, Mitt Romney. If you want Hillary in, and she's getting double defense contractor money of anybody else, they're switching sides and going with them. If you want Hillary Clinton in, don't vote for Ron Paul. Don't become a delegate. Don't donate money. If you want Hillary Clinton in office, it's very simple. Don't support Ron Paul. It's simple. Ron Paul or Hillary Clinton, you decide. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Well, Ron Paul, literal founding father material, a very humble man, military veteran, Air Force veteran, obstetrician, delivered over 4,000 babies, 72 years old, family man, most conservative, constitutionally based voting record in modern history. And I am just blown away and so honored that I've been able to interview this man for the last 13 years, that he's always been gracious and come on the show, despite attacks and other things. And just to see the meteoric rise, and when I say the buzz, the zeitgeist, has been hit, I was saying that 6 months ago. Well, it's definitely gone supernova now, and he's with us to the end of this hour, though he's only got a few days with his family. We're very honored to have him. I have a list of questions here. All I can say is all caution must be thrown to the wind. Revolution, restoration is in the air. Everyone, redouble, retriple your efforts. This is just so amazing. Congressman, what is it like, you know, growing up in Pittsburgh, 5-6 years old, getting up at 5 a.m. to go milk the cows, to become a veteran, a father, a congressman, and now, literally, sir, the entire free world, the entire planet, you are now an icon, and I'm telling you, you are now an icon, regardless of what happens in this election. What is it like in your life to have seen this happen?
Well, I think you might be overstating a bit. I don't quite see myself like that. I see our message as valuable and important, but I think there's so many others who have contributed. I see things in terms of intellectual climate. Ideas have consequences, so I do promote ideas, and they're important, but a lot of other people have been doing that, and there's been a lot of activity, whether it's documentaries, radio talk shows, teachers, but it's all coming together. It just happens to be focused around me, but I don't think of myself as the individual that did all this. I just happen to be in the spotlight right now, but it takes a whole generation to tell you the truth. I tried to promote this 30 years ago, but it wasn't available. You know, there weren't enough people. Today, there are many people informed, and I think that's what we're seeing, and it's really very exciting and very important. And like I say, when I go to my rallies, I thank the people for inviting me to the revolution, because it's our revolution, not mine.
More than 5,000 in Philadelphia, more than 1,000 in Nevada yesterday. And again, you are a humble man. Obviously, you are the focal point, but it is your research, your scholarly stance, being a stalwart, staying the course, the things you've talked about being borne out. But that's my point. At this moment in time, this couldn't have happened until now. It couldn't have happened without the right man. I'm just saying, because I haven't heard you speak about this, I mean, what does it feel like? Because maybe you don't realize, just like when I challenged you to run for president, you didn't think you'd even get one-tenth of this. I mean, believe me, sir, it's just begun.
Well, I still look at it in terms of, you know, I'm very impressed how far along we've gone, how deep the frustration was, and how much anger there is correctly directed toward the abuse that we receive from our government. So this is very, very encouraging and very exciting. So I'm just, very pleased that I can be a part of it and to keep it going. And whatever I can do, I'm going to continue to do it.
I'm going to be honest with you. It just has the feel, the genuine, bona fide feel of destiny. And as you said, it's what we're all doing together on this journey. I've only got 4 or 5 questions. It's on the economy, but I want to give you time to go over it. It's on the drumbeat for war, what's happening with the borders, and then, of course, your campaign. But the first issue, this is a minute and a half clip. Talking to the congressman, he'd heard about this but hasn't actually heard it, so I want him to hear it. This is CNN, Glenn Beck, and there's 20 more of these, but we can't play them all. And then it's Fox News yesterday saying anyone that asks questions of a politician who asks Hillary about the war needs to be tasered, beaten to a pulp. Then Glenn Beck says, you're going to be hearing Glenn Beck, sir, because I want you to hear it and then give us your response and analysis. Glenn Beck saying we need to use the troops domestically against threats. On the screen it says Ron Paul supporters, domestic threat. He then implies we're going to do something violent when there's no evidence of that. He then goes on to have David Horowitz say that mainline libertarian groups and peace groups are, quote, in bed with Islamo-fascists. I want you to hear this short compilation and then give us your take, Congressman. Here it is.
There's a strain of isolationism and anarchy in the American tradition, which Ron Paul is tapping into.
When you enlist in the military, you have to take an oath that says you're going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Foreign enemies are the obvious ones. The physical threat may be developing domestically as well. America, here's what you need to know tonight. Ron Paul's supporters are tapping into something that's very real. It's something that I've talked about on this program for a very long time. The rising tide of disenfranchisement in this country. And it's coming from all sides of the political spectrum. If fringe elements take that disenfranchisement and turn it into violence, we endanger the freedoms we're supposedly all fighting for.
In bed with the Islamo-fascists and a turn against this country. We have a lot of people in this country who think that we're the enemy. To them has been added a whole new constituency of Muslim radicals, and have denigrated the mission of this war and fueled the you know, the fires.
They're going after everybody. And here's the thing. At one point, with security so high and tensions on edge, don't you think they're going to get, at the very least, tased or beaten to a pulp by somebody who goes, these people look threatening. They don't look threatening.
The Ron Paul revolution. I think it's meant to be a catchy slogan, but I fear some of his fringe supporters are taking the word revolution too literally.
Now, we had to cut it down. Actually, the key part wasn't in that compilation we just cut together. When he says in Bev Islamofascist, he lists, says libertarians, anti-war activists, lewrockwell.com. That's the quote, Congressman. What do you say to that?
Well, they're getting awfully frightened. I think we now are a threat to the establishment, and they represent the establishment. I thought Beck was trying, at least in the first major part of what he said, he was trying to be cautious, and you could interpret it in a different way. We could almost say that about them, but he was really throwing it at us, and I guess Horowitz is, it sounds like the real radical. But I think they represent a philosophic position which is diametrically opposed to us and our interpretation of the Constitution. But I think it's serious business. But when people strike out like that and start using names, Islamic fascism, I mean, they're working on fear. And I see these people as very insecure people. They're not, they don't understand what freedom is about, and they have to resort to this threatening situation, but turning around and calling us the violent people. But I think they're very insecure with their ideas, and they probably deep down in their heart think they're being good Americans, but I don't think their understanding is clear enough where they feel secure and confident, so they strike out at us and start calling us names.
I agree. Gallup poll, of course, has reported 10% approval rating for Cheney, 11% for Congress. That's the all-time low. Bush has even broken Nixon's record for unpopularity. Both parties, for the first time, are unpopular, and they even said that in the Glenn Beck newscast, that the people don't believe us anymore. What are we going to do? And they're publicly starting to panic.
Yeah, I think that was the early part of that statement. He was recognizing exactly what we recognize, but he's dumbfounded that they're coming toward us and looking to us, and they want to offer this more authoritarian approach, you know, more government approach. So it's up for grabs, and this is what this is all about, the American people. I guess both sides agree that the American people have lost confidence in the government. It's what we're going to replace it with. And, of course, my argument is that we replace it with the American tradition and our Constitution. This whole idea that we're calling for violence is absolutely preposterous. You know, I have been an advocate of civil disobedience as long as it's, you know, peaceful. And, you know, one of my heroes in the way he acted was actually Martin Luther King. I mean, he was attacking some very stupid, vicious laws, but he never preached violence. He was willing to go to prison, and Gandhi as well. I look to Gandhi as a leader, and for them to turn that around and start throwing the word fascist away at us, you know, they're trying to kill us by just calling us names but not dealing with us in terms of philosophic differences.
Well, you mentioned Gandhi. To paraphrase, he said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. We're now entering the attack phase, and as an Air Force man, you'd know the old World War II saying, when you're over the target, you get the flak. I think this is a really good sign, isn't it?
Well, it's a good sign, but sometimes it's a little bit scary about, you know, what will come. But I think they feel very much on the defensive, and I think they were willing to ignore us. And unfortunately, in this country, the only thing that talks is money. Our ideas were not accepted in the conventional media, but now the money is talking, the organization is talking, because we've been able to raise this money. We do get attention of the media. So in spite of their plans to exclude us and do damage to us, you know, if you have an organization that is now newsworthy, we can't just say that they may be out of some time to undermine us, but we've been getting some honest, interviews in the conventional media, and we shouldn't condemn everybody who calls us and puts us on the radio and television as out there only to destroy us. But I think we've earned our stripes, And that's why we're getting this attention, but we have to continue to do this. Not only was November 5th important, you know, the next fundraising day could be very, very important, but ultimately the only thing that counts is what happens, you know, in our primaries. You know, if we end up with a lot of noise and a lot of money and no votes, then we've lost the chance for victory.
And Zogby polls, and the head of Zogby last week on Fox, Mr. Zogby, said, though, that you could win, and I had the head analyst from Zogby on yesterday, Fritz Wenzel, and he said that you are on trajectory to win the primary, and he added from a poll I commissioned, but other polls that they've shown, that you are the strongest candidate in double digits against Hillary. Can you speak to that?
I haven't analyzed that closely because I'm concentrating on my day-to-day activities.
Strongest Republican.
Presenting the case for why we should, you know, and should and can do well in the primary. But I haven't paid that much attention in detail. But, of course, she represents something quite opposite of what I do. So I would think that if the time comes, I will continue to do exactly what I'm doing. But I just think our views are that much more popular and offer so much more than just more government. I mean, we all know there's a tragic problem with medical care, but it has come from government. What does she want to do? She wants to turn over the government. She wants to totally socialize it. I want to free up the system. So there's obviously dramatic differences between her approach and mine.
Dr. Paul, quick take on the 5th of November and this new grassroots campaign that got announced about 2 weeks ago on the 16th and 17th, Bill of Rights Day and Boston Tea Party Day. They'll have trouble spinning that like they did the other day. $10 million they're shooting for. What do you think of that?
Well, I was pretty skeptical before, and they did pretty darn well, so I don't know. I guess I just have to wait and see what happens. So they surprised me. So, and you know, what is utterly amazing about that is, you know, we don't have to go out and hire paid people to raise money. These other campaigns either have to use their own money or they have to get paid people to go out and get money from the special interest. Then they pay 20 and 30% fees, for raising this money. We didn't have to pay any money, you know, to raise this. This is probably a historic event to raise that much money in one day and not costing us 1 cent.
Without giving away too much strategy, the New York Times asked the question yesterday that you've only spent 43 cents per dollar of what you raised. Are you planning on spending most of the war chest running up to these primaries?
Yeah, and I couldn't even defend or explain or know what they're talking about from what date to what date because, you know, obviously the money is sent to us for one purpose, to enhance the campaign. So we certainly are. We're very much involved in buying television now and doing a lot of direct mail, doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. So I think we would be irresponsible if we didn't spend the money to do our best job to win these primaries.
Shifting gears back to the first subject, there was a Fox News clip we played there where a lady stood up and said, "Please stop the war, Hillary. We sent you guys to Congress to do that." And they grab her and a man and drag them out. And then the Fox News commentators say, "Man, we need to tase them, need to beat them to a pulp." They go on to say we shouldn't allow people to question our politicians in this new anti-terror climate. And we see them swinging around. We even have a White House memo from last year, by the way, sir, that came out in September, where the White House said that this was going to be a strategy to paint their detractors as aiders of terrorists. Does that concern you to hear national television, and this is a talking point we've discovered, calling for violence against peaceful protesters?
Well, if they are, of course, nobody should be calling for violence. I don't know all the details of what went on there or what was happening, but I think if that is happening, if that is true, I think that just is a reflection once again that they're sort of panicking and they're insecure about what they believe in and how to present their case, and they're afraid they're losing control.
Couldn't that backfire on them to tase somebody when they ask Kerry a question, or try to tase somebody when they ask Clinton a question? I mean, that's getting pretty bold.
Yeah, if they actually do that, it's still a little bit hard for me to believe that we've gotten that far, but usually they'll find another excuse, you know, that they won't say that they've actually done this, you know, for what they said. They'll probably come up and say, well, you know, he was creating a disturbance, you know, and disrupting
yes.
the meeting, And depending on the locality and what the situation is, I don't want to make a blanket judgment on,
yes,
on what they're doing.
The Supreme Court is in March going to hear the argument for the Second Amendment, and the press is saying that it's not an individual right, and some are reporting that the Supreme Court may give a mixed verdict, but claim, okay, you have a Second Amendment, but we can restrict it by law. Your take on that?
Well, that's interesting. That's the D.C. gun bill.
Yes,
the gun law. The first time I went into Congress in a special election in 1976, within a month or two after I was elected, that law was passed, and Congress has jurisdiction over the city, and we have a process where we can overrule anything that they do. So I brought that to the floor under special privilege, and nobody wanted to deal with it, and I argued up and down that this was unconstitutional, it would lead to strict gun laws around the country. It was ruled out of order for technical reasons just because leadership didn't want to hear it.
And you were right. They're now saying that if they rule in favor of the D.C. gun ban, it's going to be used nationwide.
That's right. So I find it rather ironic it took this many years that it finally made it to the Supreme Court. But it is going to be a dangerous ruling because we could get really hurt. But it would be pretty hard for me to understand how they could argue that the Second Amendment has nothing to do with our right to own a weapon. It was so clear in the minds of the founders that you had a right for your own guns for self-defense, defense against your government. And they would have never thought that people wouldn't have guns to go
hunting. Stay there. We got a break.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Way up north. Way up north. North to Alaska.
Ron Paul is our guest. Final segment with him. Be part of history. Don't wait on the sidelines and wish you wouldn't have gotten involved in Nevada or New Hampshire or Michigan or Iowa and other areas. Get involved now, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about the economy with Congressman Paul, but finishing up, if the Supreme Court gives some mixed thing of, well, you've got a right, but we can restrict it, that spin, which we've seen before from the lower courts, will this cause a constitutional crisis? Can't Congress do things to overturn that? Where do you see this going?
Well, the Congress, the only tool the Congress has is to eliminate the jurisdiction if lower courts or states have certain laws to protect individuals. You can restrict that from going into a federal court if they're going to, you know, undermine it. But, of course, the ultimate test would have to be getting new Supreme Court justices.
What about impeaching them, hauling them in before Congress?
Well, you can do that, but that doesn't change the law, you know. Oh, you mean impeach? Did you say impeach?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, you can. That, of course, is not done very often, and I think they do this for other reasons than because there's a disagreement in the interpretation, although that is available and all. In a practical sense, I don't see that happening, to tell you the truth, although the tool is there.
Is an attack of this level on the Second Amendment, though, not an attack right on the direct heart of the country?
Well, of course, but look at how many other things that they've attacked, you know, whether it's the First Amendment now already, you know, on all the laws that they pass on campaign financing, and what have they done on property rights and the way they collect our taxes, what have they done to our money, what do they do, how do they go to war? You know, it's endless, but we don't really. If we went to the impeachment process, I guess every president, every member of Congress, nearly, and probably every member of the courts should have been impeached one time or another. So we have to change people's attitude and have a consensus and go forward.
Congressman, two final questions. The economy, U.S. economic gloom brings new dollar low, gold surges. Again, it seems like every perfect storm, everything you've warned about for 30 years, now happening. Your take on the economy, top bankers are saying we could have a global recession or depression. Your analysis, and A, what do you think is going to happen? B, what should we do now to pull out of this?
Well, it's not going to be easy to pull out of it. I think we're in bad shape, worse shape than we were in the 70s when the dollar nearly collapsed, and it was rescued with 21% interest rates. I think our productivity in this country is way down. Our savings is way down. The dollar is more vulnerable than ever. I think we're in for a weaker dollar, more inflation, higher interest rates, and a much weaker economy. And we're going to have to pay for living beyond our means. And a lot of people's standard of living is going down. 75% of the American people say now they're having economic problems. And yet our government keeps telling us there's no inflation, no problems, everybody's employed. And yet the people are hurting, and it's mainly because their purchasing power is being lost. It's the dollar value that is really the big issue.
Are you worried about this triggering a credit crisis in credit cards and then even in derivatives?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the vulnerability. And, of course, when you have economic chaos, then you have political chaos. And once again, if you have a 9/11 incident or something like that, they use that to do the things that they had planned all along. So if we have more economic chaos, there will be individuals that say, well, we need more government, not less government. That is our greatest threat.
And as you said, this is the key time. Will we go into greater liberty or greater tyranny? That's why the fight is so important now. How do we, the individuals listening, help the campaign?
The most important thing is to support the campaign by joining it, sending money, and then doing things that you can do in the most creative manner possible, and that is finding friends and allies in the special states that are early. They have to get registered. They have to be available. They have to go to these caucuses and make sure they vote, because the showings in the early primaries will make or break the whole campaign.
Congressman, we're all praying for you. We're all behind you. You have hit the zeitgeist. Have a great Thanksgiving with your family.
Thank you very much.
God bless. There goes Congressman Ron Paul, the Dark Horse Champion of Liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Do you